Yahweh speaking.
Perkin, how you doing? This is Tom from New Jersey.
Hi, Tom.
How you doing today?
I'm just fine.
Very good. I just want to ask you how you're feeling and if you're ready for tomorrow to, like, to start. And...
Well, you know, see, first and foremost, I produce the summon. I'll be doing the summonings for myself and for the members in my broadcast area.
Right.
Secondly, if the media want to come and be a part of it, they can.
Uh-huh.
I'm aggressively courting the media. ABC about 2 days ago said that contacted me and said that they wanted to do a live summons since they had documented me with such a beautiful summons,
right.
Pre-recorded, you know.
Right. I spoke with Mike Delashio yesterday. He was telling me that probably the morning show wanted to go out there and do a live shot with you, summoning UFOs. And I also listened to you on WLW 700 last night.
Oh, okay.
That was excellent. I mean, that hour and a half, I mean,
yes.
You blew everybody away when they called in. And
it, yes.
The part I liked the best was when the fellow was telling you about his God, and you were going, "Where's your God? Show me your God." And he was saying his God is in his heart. And you told him straight out, the only thing that's in your heart is blood. It's an organ. I mean, that was too real for me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but check this out. ABC contacted me this morning and said they wanted to cancel the live summons for tomorrow, man. That just, I got so upset, man. I said, why? He said, well, we just want to focus on regular news. I said, what do you mean? He said, this thing is getting out of proportion. And I said, wait a minute, man. Wait a minute now. You know, like, this is truly would be the biggest event, you know. He said, well, you said massive spaceships was going to appear over the city. I'm saying to myself, what does that mean? I said, no, I didn't say that, man. I said that, UFOs were going to start appearing, and at one point in this thing, a spaceship is going to descend up over Las Vegas for everybody to see. You know, I mean, man, this is
right. That's the same thing you said. That's the same thing you said all along. You didn't change anything.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Why they would be upset about it? I guess they expect that you're going to go out there the first day and you're going to make a big spaceship come down.
Like Independence Day, no, it's going to gradually happen, and you know, but it's going to happen before that 45th day. Mark my word. That could just boil down to if I'm a false prophet or if I'm a lunatic, man.
Right.
This boils down to if this voice I'm hearing is real or if this voice I'm hearing is not real, man. And so, the thing about it is this. I don't know if Mike is going to work with me anymore. He might get the order to say no. Now, one of the guys I had an interview with, told me, I mean, because I'm in with the top radio shows in the nation, man, you
right.
know, they told me that they believe that the person involved, I mean, that the programmer, the executive producer of the news that was asked me to go live had been reprimanded by his religious community, because this is strict Mormon territory over here, and it's owned by the Mormons, and so I don't know if his church is involved. I don't know if his Nellis getting in on him or what. But they, one brother called me from Houston a little while ago and told me that he felt that what they were trying to do is maintain a position to be able to edit.
Right.
But whereas live, if it happened live, it would be indisputable, and then it could be too powerful, and they wouldn't have any control over keeping people from seeing certain
right.
parts.
People might go into a panic, and people might just, you know, not understand what's going on, you know.
That's probably why I had the vision and saw a white brother, man, with glasses on sitting behind a desk, like, scared of me. I mean, afraid, and I heard the words, he's afraid of you.
Uh-huh. You know what?
So
I was listening.
I got upset up with a man. I said, man, you know what? This is you turning out to be a journalistic coward.
Right.
He said, well, I want to stand by my decision. I said, but, like, yeah, your decision going to prove you's a journalistic coward, man. And we got at, you know, I got at him, man, but, like, I shouldn't. I wished I hadn't. But then again, he needed to hear that, you know?
He could be actually making history by what he could, you know, come out and do with you. No, I was saying, last night you made some references to 2010, get out of the cities, and 2012, all hell breaks loose.
Right.
Do you know anything about the Mayan calendar in 2012? Are you aware of that at all?
Hey, I didn't find out for probably some years after I heard it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, and somebody said, because I said it to somebody, and over the internet, and I got emails about it. Not only that, I looked at a news broadcast, and the Mayans weren't the only ones. Man, in the Chinese, the seers of China in the old days prophesied that 2012, you know, that it was supposed to be the end of the world, you know. Right. But the way it is, it's not going to be the end of the world as far as no one existing. It'll be the end of the world as far as governments being in control of their own destiny. We're talking about a new order coming, man. It'll be a deliberate collapse engineered by the forces of evil to cause the greatest suffering ever to strike humanity, and to force in order to force us to take a new government that takes control from a national government. It's the end of governmental control of the earth as we know it, man. A few years after, it'd probably be about 2019 to 2022 or something like that, man. Most certainly before 2025, before Yahweh just says, I'm tired of this, and just sends the Messiah, man, and they just come and just take this planet over lock, stock, and barrel. But the thing about it, man, the reason why I'm so upset and I'm on air, because, see, brother, our lives, and, I mean, are you African American?
No, I'm not.
Okay, don't worry about it.
That's
Look,
okay.
Our lives are in danger, man.
Okay.
Our lives are. Look, man, I got children. I got grandchildren, man. My mother, man. Look, man. It's deliberate. That's the deep part about it.
Right.
It's deliberate, and that's the reason why this is going out. Cause y'all wouldn't even know, man, what they've been to do to us. It's the power of the devil. He's been working behind the scene all these years like this. He's taking over, controlling its interest in every major corporation on the planet that's worth anything, and most certainly if it's a powerful corporation.
Right.
I mean, they can just give the order, man, and the collapse start, but they're trying to make it fit in with a design where they can have an excuse, where it appeared to everybody that it was an accident.
Are you hearing from anybody like claiming that this is a promotion for War of the Worlds with Steven Spielberg?
What?
I mean, that's what everybody's saying. Everybody's saying that this was Steven Spielberg came and approached you, maybe offered you $1 million or something to go along with it, to make a fool out of yourself, and then after it, you know, they War of the Worlds come out. Because the War of the Worlds is coming out June 26th.
It is?
Yeah. So
oh, man, I didn't even know.
So everybody thinks it's a promotional thing that you're trying to fall into with the same thing. I want to say something else, too, because, I mean, you were talking about you have children, you have grandchildren. I also have children and grandchildren. I'm 42 years old.
Okay.
My daughter, I spoke to my daughter a couple of days about me speaking to you, and I'm very impressed that I get the opportunity to speak to you. And I was telling her what your feelings are and what your beliefs are and things like that. She told me last night that she had a dream. Now, she usually doesn't have dreams about spaceships and stuff like that, right? She told me last night she had a dream that she was on the steps of Atlantis. You know what Atlantis is, right? The lost city of Atlantis. She was on the steps of Atlantis, and all of a sudden a silver spaceship came down in front of her that she could see through. It was a transparent silver spaceship. And around it, there was four orbs, or like four like atoms that looked like circulating.
Is that right?
Yeah, and she told me that when she was standing there, that all of a sudden a rainbow light came out like a convex towards her and picked up everybody and surrounded everybody that was around her and took her into like a life of love. You know what I'm saying? She said it was like everybody was happy. Everybody felt happy.
Because I know the interpretation of that vision. Look, man, everybody close to me, people that have heard of me or calling me, sharing with me, this is him. Them letting me know that it's confirming my stance by letting me hear it from avenues that it was no way I was supposed to hear this from, man.
Right.
And it's showing those I heard it from that it's real, man.
Yep.
It's going to happen, brother.
I spoke to my daughter a little bit about this, and she's 18 years old, but, I mean, she's, you know, wise enough to know different things. And I just spoke a little bit and told her, you know, I was impressed to speak to you and about what your beliefs were. And then when she told me this dream this morning, I was, like, totally shocked, you know, because I believe that, like, the afterlife is full of love and life, you know what I'm saying? And that's what she said she was surrounded with. She was surrounded with a rainbow light that came out around her. It was a UFO. It was a saucer-shaped UFO with a globe in the middle that was silver, though.
That's the kingdom. What she saw, the interpretation that what she saw are the angels, and they come in to institute this eternal joy and happiness and peace. That's the kingdom, man.
And I said to her, I said, well, you know what? If you saw that in your dream, I said, that means you're part of it. I said, that's good.
That's it.
It
also means that it's going to be seen, the ship is actually going to be seen through the media.
Right.
Because she saw it in her dream, but she's somewhere else.
Right. Now, has any other media contacted you besides ABC7? I know News 4 contacted you, but it was a no-show. But did anybody else contact you for the event for tomorrow? Like, or anybody ask if they could follow you around for tomorrow?
Well, you got people contacting me from all over the earth, media-wise. And basically what they're doing, because they can't get here right now, is monitoring what happens here. So what they're waiting on for me is to make a good connection with local media.
Right.
the newspapers the next day already contacted me, man. And the thing about it, the June the 1st to July 15th is just the window when I can get started.
Right.
I can get started any time, you know, but just so happens I'm getting started on the very first day tomorrow. You know, I'm going out with all of them and just shooting for my people in my group.
Right.
And if they want to come in on it, they can. And then I just stop the production, and then we'll do what they want to do. And then I get right back at what I'm doing. So they can come. But the local newspaper wants to come tomorrow.
Okay.
Two of them want to come.
They'll bring decent cameras. I mean, if they're going to come out to, you know, to photo, at least if they don't bring a video camera, they'll at least bring a still camera that they'll be able to shoot it if they see it. So that'll help, too, when it's in the paper.
Right. But and the thing about it with them, you know, even if they don't get it right, because it's hard to get it right with those little cameras they use. But the fact remains they're going to write about it. And that adds credit. Because, you know, see, Yahweh is dependent. He's told me what he's going to do, and he's laying back now and see what kind of person I am, how down I am for him. And then, and on that, man, there's a lot of people that have been seeing these sightings, man. You ought to see the emails I'm getting. Man, look, I got to come through for them, too. This will allow them to have their relationship back with their family and friends and be able to say, I told you so.
Right, exactly,
you know?
Yep. People, I think they're nuts like they thought you were nuts, you know.
Yeah, man. Look, my family think I'm the biggest fool in the world, man. I ain't gonna get into all that, but man, I am so cut off from where I come from, man. You know, until it's just stunning, you know. And I know what would happen if this breaks.
Right.
They're gonna say, my mama gonna say, baby, I'm sorry.
Yep.
And I'm just saying, mama, don't even say nothing. Just let me hold you. Just let me hold you. And so, but like, it's like that with others. You know, I mean, like, anyway, I'm not going to get into all that, man, but, like, all these emails are coming, man, and I just got an email that a telephone call came in from, and it may be the people from the newspaper because I was expecting them, but I just wanted you to know, man, that I wanted to take out the time with you to let you know that I really appreciate, you know, communicating with you.
Same here. Can I just ask you one more question?
Right.
Now, if you do tape anything tomorrow, I'm a member of the website, so if you do tape anything tomorrow, I'll be able to go in there and take a look at the videos. Like, do you plan on having them up tomorrow night?
Yeah, and I'm preparing to send a email out letting everybody know what's up for tomorrow, man. And I'm explaining to them, just like I explained to you, that I'm producing the shows for them. They will be able to see everything I film up over Las Vegas. And that if the media comes, you know, then they can join in, you know, and we'll stop our production and do what they want to do, and we'll get right back to it. But I'm going to let everybody know that all of them will be able to see everything that shows up for me. And it's personal, man. In those productions, man, I'll be saying to the brothers and sisters on my site, look here, blah, 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 blah. And so there it is, man. And it'll be more, my production is slightly different. So I'm going to go ahead on and get this off. Everybody, let everybody know how it's going to happen.
All right, great.
All right,
I guess you'll shoot an email out as soon as you do that, then, right?
Yeah, I'm going to shoot it out now.
Very good. And if by chance, if I can get you again sometime next week or in a couple of days after you produce some more stuff, I'd like to talk to you again if you wouldn't mind.
I don't mind, and I'm thinking about getting another line for VIP, man. Yeah. I can swing it, you know. But like, yeah, just
I'm not
just
calling your 800 number. I called you direct on your 702 number.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to make you pay for it. You know what I'm saying? So
that's what everybody's doing, man. You know, but like, let me go ahead and get everything off. So when I go to bed tonight, everybody know what's happening with my mind, and I'll hear from you later.
Very good.
That'd be fine.
Very good. Yahweh bless you.
Thank you, brother.
You have a good day.
Bye-bye.